How can I deal with the transportation issues? Here are some tips. Step 1. Identify the problem. Write down on a calendar who needs a ride, when and where. Be sure to include lab draws, treatment, other tests or appointments, and family activities like school, lessons, work, etc. Step 2. Figure out who can help list all available transportation options. Be sure to include family, friends, neighbors, church members, public transportation, volunteer driver programs through churches or hospitals, hospital vans, other caregiving families that might carpool, private door-through-door escort services, and paratransit, public transportation for the elderly and disabled. You can find more information at the National Aging and Disability Transportation Center. Step 3. Make it easy for people to help ask others to let you know when they might be able to help drive. Then, make specific requests. For example, instead of, "Can you help me take Bob to doctor appointments?" try, "Can you drive Bob to and from his appointment next Monday at 3:00 p.m.? You can also ask your friends and family to help you make the transportation schedule and/or make calls to line up rides. Step 4. Get organized. Print maps to the different appointment locations. On the top of the map, write the time of the appointment, the name of the building where the appointment is located, the room number, and a contact number for the appointment. Let the person driving know where to park. Keep a folder with multiple copies of the maps so you always have them on hand. Step 5. Let the patient know the plan. Talk to the patient when making driving plans, and make sure the plan is okay with him or her. You don't want the person you're caring for to feel he or she is being shuffled around. Step 6. Make a travel pack. Make a travel bag with the patient's medication list, insurance cards, identification, small amount of money, personal items like house key and cell phone, your contact information, other emergency contact information, a snack in case of delays, a bottle of water, wipes, tissues, or paper towels, incontinence products if needed, change of clothes. Be sure to give this to the driver. What about when I just can't get to an appointment? Sometimes, in spite of your best efforts, you won't be able to get the patient to an appointment. Let the doctor's office or clinic know right away. They may be able to reschedule without a missed appointment fee.